It's Wednesday, October the 21st, and you're tuned in to the Champion Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It's, what was I going to say? Halloween's coming up, but Halloween is canceled.
Why?
Because no one's allowed to go trick-or-treating.
Wait, really? Is that an Ontario thing?
Yes. Wait, you thought people were going to go trick-or-treating this year?
I thought people were still going to go.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where have you been this whole year? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they'd be able to put stuff on the basket or something, or you know those little grabby arms where it's the arm on a stick and you can press the thing, trigger and then it grabs something and you could hand it out 6 feet away.
What?
Yeah, you can get creative.
Seriously, you were planning to hand out candy this year?
Yeah.
The fuck? No way.
Or open the bag and see if I could alley-oop it in there.
What parent is going to be yes, let's all go to a bunch of strangers' houses and...
This adult.
Yeah, I was that's why you don't have kids. I get it. You know what? Masks are in, and we're all going around.
And you know what? Halloween? You're wearing a mask anyways.
Yeah, I get it. But also, no. Halloween's canceled.
Ugh.
And it's quite the curse, because, especially for the older folk... Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
Oh, it's canceled for people in modified stage 2 regions.
Yeah, but people are not going to go out.
Listen, if Toronto people are coming here to fucking go to restaurants, maybe they'll come here to do trick-or-treating.
I don't think trick-or-treating is that important.
All right, okay.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think you'll be looked down upon if you do that with your kids.
All right. Where can I go rent some kids?
I don't know. Go ask your cousins. Go ask your relatives.
Oh, yeah. True. Can I borrow your kids for a second?
Yeah. Sick. But yeah, so that's where we're at in the world in the current situation.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Does that mean Halloween candy's on sale?
Now?
Yeah.
No.
Ugh. If it's canceled, give it to me now.
No.
I want it now.
No. You got to wait.
I hate it.
You got to wait.
I hate this future.
Mm. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. So that's exciting news. Exciting times at Ridgemont High. Ooh. Anyways.
You good?
Yeah.
You okay there?
Let's get into an email.
Go.
Because I think we got one of those.
We got Uno email.
Yeah, we got one of those. I think it's from B-Dog.
Oh, B-Dog.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
From BM with a Mac Attack.
What's up?
Hello, fellow
Bowel nerd. Movement Mac Attack.
Hello, fellow nerds.
Hi.
Are you a pumpkin spice lover or hater?
Hmm.
Also, will you guys consider streaming the podcast live on Twitch since someone already have a channel, or maybe on YouTube again? Thanks.
Who would have a channel? Who has that channel?
I don't know. It's not me.
I guess it's got to be me then.
I guess so. Is this broken?
Did you break your case?
Probably. Oh, yeah, I did.
You just broke it right now. I heard the snap.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
10 out of 10.
Well, I'm getting rid of this phone anyway.
Yeah.
So who cares? Pumpkin spice. Where do you stand on the PSL? Are you a basic-ass bitch or what?
I want to like
pumpkin spice. Are you every generic white woman that America has conceived who love Autumn and the PSL?
I want to love pumpkin spice anything so much.
But wait, why? Why?
Because, I don't know, it seems like everyone's having fun. They're all man, pumpkin spice is so good. They're getting in on it. It's a whole thing. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, okay, I'll try the latte. I'll try it.
I forget. Are you for or against the commercialism of public holidays?
The commercialism of it?
Yes.
I don't think it matters at this point if you're for or against it.
I know, I want your personal opinion.
What do you mean by commercialization?
Are you into the whole idea of Christmas, or let's say Valentine's Day, being this big thing where you go out and buy gifts?
I think certain days, certain holidays are kind of fucked to commercialize.
All right, okay. How do you feel about the idea of pumpkin spice latte being... an imaginary thing made up?
Everything's imaginary.
That's what I'm saying.
Fiat currencies, baby. Our money doesn't matter.
That's what I'm 80% saying.
Of it's on the computer. God.
You're going too far again. dial it back. Just dial it back. We don't need to go to existential crisis mode.
Are we really ourselves? Are we self-idealized, Vince? Or are we just structures of our own ideology?
How do you feel about the idea of people who are loving the pumpkin spice latte just being a made-up thing to get you to buy it?
I think if they like
Because you just told me that like you want to be part of that.
Yeah, if they like it, more power to them.
Okay.
Though I do think it is very annoying when certain people are unironically like, oh my God, I need to get the new PSL. It's like, girl, it's a drink. Relax.
But maybe that's just how they feel. You just said that you don't mind it when people like that stuff.
I think it's the same way I don't mind.
What are you trying to tell me?
I don't
mind. I'm getting mixed messaging here.
I think there's levels. There's levels, right? Like, I'm talking about the pumpkin spice otakus, right? Yeah. The hardcore pumpkin spice nerds. Those guys are annoying, but that is consistent through everything for me.
Yes.
Where it's just like, oh man, you like anime? That's sick. Oh, you're like, you're just total neckbeard, don't shower, and like only anime? Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Yes.
Right? There's levels. There's levels. And it's, yeah, I don't know. I keep trying it. Like, it's like, oh, I'll try the latte. I didn't like it. It's like, oh, there's like pumpkin spice donut. I didn't like the latte, but maybe I like the donut. And I tried, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I just don't think I'm a pumpkin spice
person. Do you like pumpkin pie?
No.
Then why would you like pumpkin
spice? Because it's different. It said spice in it. Oh, it said pumpkin Hold spice.
Okay, Anthony, what food don't you like besides pumpkin?
Eggplant.
Okay.
Zucchini.
All right. If I put hot pepper on an eggplant, would you be like, maybe I might like it?
If you're like eggplant spice, I might try that.
What about like, you know, cracked a couple of Miss Dash on the eggplant? Would you be like, spiced eggplant? Now I must like it.
I give it a shot. Maybe this version of eggplant I don't like. No. I don't.
Unless you fundamentally change the character.
I like meatloaf, but I don't like cabbage rolls. Or like, I like cabbage. Right, okay. But I don't like boiled cabbage.
Yeah, okay, so you fundamentally changed. I guess I should ask, do you like raw pumpkin versus...
I like pumpkin fucking, what's it called? The deep fried shit you get at sushi places.
Okay, that's like, yeah, like when they fry squash and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Is that raw pumpkin?
More, that's basically the vegetable, right?
Yeah, that's
pumpkin,
dope.
Yeah, pumpkin spice is like, they add shit to it, right? Mm. Like, or like pumpkin pie, like that's not really...
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this is my way into pumpkin pie, and then it was not.
No. Of course not. I'm neither for or against pumpkin spice. Like, I don't mind it. If someone's like, hey, I'm going to Starbucks, what do you want? I'm like, oh, get me a whatever. And like, sorry, I fucked up, here's PSL. I'll be like, well, I'll just drink it. It's fine. Mm.
I think I would probably get through like 1/4 of it and then be like, I can't drink this.
I don't know. It's all right. I wouldn't order it, but if it was the only thing available, I wouldn't detest it. Like, I wouldn't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. Pumpkin pie. All right. As long as it has ice cream, I'm good to go.
What about, like, would you get, like, a pumpkin spice steak seasoning?
Yeah, but that's different.
That's gotta exist. Pumpkin.
I don't imagine that's sweet, though, because, like, pumpkin spice is sweet.
What if you got one a sweet steak?
Excuse me?
Yeah, a sweet steak.
What?
A sweet steak.
You're gonna get murdered. Hey, I'm holding a knife right now. I will stab you.
You know, like, you know, you just, like, sprinkle a little sugar on there, some brown sugar.
Dude, what?
Cook it, like, marinate it in, like, fucking juice.
Like, I had pumpkin spice bubble tea.
Yo, this is espresso steak.
What?
Yeah, juicy steak rubbed with espresso, cocoa, and pumpkin pie spice.
Interesting. I don't know. No.
Do you want a bittersweet and savory steak?
No, I just want butter.
True. True.
Hook it up with the butter. We'll call it a day.
I'm down.
Sorry, we're not fans of the pumpkin spice here on this podcast.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we are not a...
Bunch of fucking normies! No.
Yeah. I was going to say, unfortunately, we're not a young, hot, 20-year-old white woman. So...
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
I got one of those down.
Okay. I mean, sure.
I'm 1/3 of the way
well,
there.
Well, I don't know, because like... I don't know a lot of white guys who are like, yo, PSL?
I definitely know some Filipino guys who are into it. Sorry, Filipino guy.
I also know this one, and I think this one has a certain qualifiers.
True, true.
So true. I don't know if that counts.
Okay. And as cool. He wanted to know if we would live stream it.
Sure.
I'd be down.
Sure.
I'd be down.
Sure.
I think we'd have to figure out how to do it. Because, I'm not lugging my fucking desktop every single time, every week to your house. That's for sure.
I think the best way we could do it is if we streamed it on an iPad.
What?
Yeah.
No. I figured, I have this, little dongle thingy.
Yes.
It's I could use this dongle.
Yes.
And then I could hook up my laptop to, my external webcam, my good-ass webcam, and we could, hang it from the shelf.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then I could figure out how to use... Or actually, would my laptop be able to run that? Because it... Do you need a graphics card to stream? Because my laptop only has internal graphics. It doesn't have, a dedicated card.
I mean, depends on what the chipset is.
You know what? While we're talking, I'm gonna install Streamlabs onto this laptop.
I'm sure you could. I don't know if you'll lose out certain features. I'm sure there'll be a limit on what you can stream.
Probably.
A resolution limit.
Or I probably couldn't have a game going while I'm streaming. It'd be one or the other.
Yes.
Fair.
Because you don't got that dual core Intel Core 2 Duo.
Oh, bitch! You want to see how many cores I have? I got so many cores, please.
But you don't have the Core 2 Duo.
Dude, I got that i7 10,000 series, okay? How many cores do I got? I got 6 cores with 12 logical processors, baby.
Yeah, but that ain't that Core 2 Duo.
True, it's not. It's not that Core 2 Duo. You don't got
that Intel Pentium.
Yo, do you know what's all over eBay that I've been searching up lately?
What?
Computer parts from the mid-2000s.
So a lot of Core 2 Duos.
Core 2 Duos.
What was AMD's Athlon XL?
Oh, I think so. And get some Sound Blaster sound cards. Yes, hell yes. Yeah. Because I was like, man, what if I just built a computer from the mid-2000s?
Why?
Because then I could run floppy disk games easily and I didn't have to have a...
That seems like a very, very dumb way to spend your money.
But listen, this whole podcast is about dumb ways to spend your money.
But you're not actually doing it.
But what if I did it?
Oh my God. Are you not the one in school who's tight for cash?
True. Okay, here's a real. I'm going to plan it out. Then when I'm making the big bucks after school, because next summer I'm going to be in the workforce. Hold on.
You're telling me you're going to join the workforce and the thing you're going to do splurge on.
And they're going to be like, Anthony, what are you going to buy? With your now that you're back in the big boy working world, and I'm gonna be like, listen, I need the top of the line Windows Vista computer.
Get fucked.
Wait, is Windows Vista too new? Should I get 98? Should I get Millennium?
No, you'd have to get XP.
I'd have to get XP. Yeah, probably.
You'd have to get XP.
All right.
Because Vista was 2007, I want to say 2006.
Yeah, I'd have to get XP. I'd have to get XP.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Disgusting. You're gross.
Yo, look, man, I can get vintage Sound Blaster card $40.
Why?
So I could play Doom on floppy disk.
You know that this is going to be a far more expensive task than you think it is.
It probably is. I'm actually looking down at the better Sound Blaster cards, and they're in $150, $200. And it's this is my actual PC.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not as cheap as you think it's going to be.
But how am I going to get that, 20 megabytes of memory.
Oh, God. All right. I guess if you also want a 3.5-inch, disk drive.
Oh, and I have one of those.
Yeah. You're going to stick that in your computer?
I guess I could stick. I don't know if it could handle. I got 2 terabytes. I think it could. That might be too big, actually. I don't know if XP could handle a 2 terabyte drive.
What processor are you going to put in that? You're going to be so bottlenecked everywhere.
That's the point. You're bottlenecked up to 2005.
It's gross.
That's gross. The year 2005 is your bottleneck.
Oh, you disgust me. So anyways, yeah, there's your answer. Maybe one day, maybe not. Who knows? Depends. If it depends if you can get this Windows XP machine running, maybe we'll stream.
Yeah. Oh, if we could stream in Windows XP, hell, can I bring over a CRT monitor? Can I just keep the CRT monitor here?
No, because it's so heavy.
That's why. I just want to bring it over once and then that's it.
No, you have to carry it like a package. Listen, if you're going to do...
An iMac, all in one, Zoolander.
If you're going to build this mid-aughts PC, you're going to have to use it like a mid-aughts LAN party. You don't leave it there. You're bringing it with you.
Okay.
Okay. Like, that's the stipulation. Like, that's what you got. Anyways, it's time for Picks of the Week. What do we got?
Oh, let me get out of Streamlabs. I got a bunch.
Okay.
I got a handful.
Okay.
First up.
Spider-Ham.
Have you heard of the game Fight Crab?
Yes.
It's that game where you're crabs.
Yes, and you fight.
And you hold weapons and you fight. Well, Japan had a Fight Crab tournament.
Why?
Legendary. I only bring this up because a while ago...
Please tell me why.
A while ago, we talked about how... Japan's esports scene is kind of crappy because the government doesn't allow you to hand out a large amount of money as winnings for esports.
Yes.
Right, because they don't consider it sport or a contest. I think it's more gambling or something. That's what the government thinks. But
yeah,
the tournament organizers found a way around this.
Oh God,
the winners of the Fight Crab tournament were given crabs.
Oh. You mean like the live?
They were given Benny Zuwai Gani, red snow crab, local delicacy at this tournament, valued at 3,000 yen a crab.
Damn. Damn. Some crab.
Like, you know what? If I could, I would be happy with getting a box of crabs. Like, yo, you won the tournament. Here's $100 worth of crabs. Like, $500 worth of crabs.
What do you do with them,
though? Eat them. The doi. Have a party.
I mean...
Invite the boys over.
Okay, it's one thing to get, like, quality ingredients.
Yeah.
It's another thing to cook them.
True. Yeah. It's also another thing to win them. Yeah. Only 128 people were allowed to enter this tournament. And there's a video on it. It's up there.
Duh.
Check it out. It's fucking cool. F.
Okay.
Next up is the Weebs are taking over, and in this case, they are taking over the global box office numbers.
Okay.
Because
yes,
fucking Demon Slayer.
Yes.
Mugen Densha Infinity Train has peaked. The global box office list.
Hell yeah.
The NHK reports that 3.4 million people saw this fucking movie. They opened on over 400 screens on Friday. And the movie ranked at $44 million in the first 3 days.
Wow. But COVID, though.
It doesn't matter. Mugen Train. You need to do it. It's an infinity train. Don't you understand?
I guess.
That's wild. The movie doesn't come out in America until next year.
Yeah,
until I think January. So I'm sure fan subbers are going to be on that shit.
No.
You sure?
How are they going to sub a movie?
Handycam footage, baby. Fuck.
I forgot about that, yeah.
You get that handycam footage and you hard sub on top of the handycam footage.
You know, I've never watched one of those rips before.
Have you never watched a handy... Like, before cell phone cameras, I used to watch that stuff.
I'm too much of a videophile.
Oh, true. You're all about the graphics.
Yeah. I can't stand it. Like my parents do it and I'm like, no. No, thanks.
You guys don't go down to the market that shall not be named?
No.
And then you don't get those those busted-ass DVDs that are totally official?
It's half the reason why I can't even watch streaming content, like illegal stream, like why Kiss Anime never hit off with me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
You don't want that, like, half border of, like, Naruto images so that, like, some Espanol sub Naruto on YouTube?
I can't do it. And to be fair, you know, like, illegal streaming services have gotten really good.
They're very good.
Like, you can watch some high-quality stuff, but there's just a part of me that's like, nah, I need better quality.
Damn. Yeah, so elitist.
Like, and it's not a... Because I gotta pay for the content, it's just... If I'm going to steal it, I want it to be worth stealing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Okay. After I think a while ago or last week, I had mentioned that Arc Systems had a bunch of announcements and stuff.
Did they?
Oh, one I don't know if I mentioned or not because they had the Arc Evo or whatever.
Yeah. The Arc Evo.
Arc Systems is planning to bring rollback netcode to some of their older games.
Why?
Because they can. So rollback netcode, if you don't know, it basically uses computer programming to say there's like a hiccup in the connection.
Yes.
It will roll back the game to a certain point to where it's even for both players. Like it'll bring a person, if a person's too much ahead, it'll bring them back. And it's usually a more reliable way and a more even way to deal with lag.
Yes.
Between two people. But guess what game they're bringing it back for? Hint, it's their longest title.
Oh. Hold on. Okay, there's like two guesses here.
All right.
But I can only pick one.
You can only pick one.
Okay. Is it like Guilty Gear?
Okay.
Exert Overcross Sigma Gen 2.
No, so close. Even older than that.
Oh, no.
Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus R.
Oh, fuck.
The 2D PS2 classic.
Okay. Okay, I didn't think it was going to be that far.
They
okay.
went that far back, and I believe the PC version is starting open testing on the on that game, starting on the 29th.
Oh.
So 1 week from now.
I mean, okay, yeah, if you can do it, you can do it.
Just doing it. So if you want to, you want to go play old ass Guilty Gear and realize, no. like, holy fuck, this shit's hard as fuck.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you, come on. Yeah, you do.
Yes, me of all people. I'm the Guilty Gear one.
Next up is the company that I both love and hate, Analog.
They announced something.
They did announce something. They announced something that I really, again, really, really want.
Okay.
It is a TurboGrafx PC Engine Duo.
Okay, I heard TurboGrafx.
Yeah.
So is it just a TurboGrafx mod?
It's a duo console that can handle both the TurboGrafx and PC Engine cards or the CDs.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It seems like it region-free, all hardware emulation. The other thing is that they are bringing out an adapter for the impossible-to-get Analog Pocket, and you can play TurboGrafx carts on the go on your Analog Pocket if you were lucky enough to get one.
You know, that Analog Pocket, there's no way that's a single-run item. There's just no way.
I swear to God, if there's not another one, I'm going to go and steal prototypes. I swear. Like, I was so pissed that I lost that.
There's no way. That has too much popularity. There's no way that's just a single-run.
I was so mad. Fucking checkout carts are the bane of my existence.
Did you do it on your computer or your phone?
I did it on my computer. And it was a server issue where the thing was calculating the shipping. But apparently you could have just clicked next.
Yes.
Usually I have to wait.
Yeah, mommy. Yeah. That sucks.
I felt bad. I felt bad.
We all been there.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the adapter is going to be like $30 American.
Damn.
And the Analog Duo itself will be next year for around $200.
Ooh.
America.
Ooh. That's a lot of moon.
So if you want that 1440p, is it 1440? No, that's the fucking thingamajig. If you want that 1080p bonk and air zonk, this one's for you.
It's a lot of money.
But can you really put a price on bonk?
Yes. $200 apparently.
We got I don't know if you want to cut into our week right now or into our picks, because we just got a question to chew on.
That's after the picks. We'll all come right. back to it.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. After that, Sony doesn't like money.
What? Bullshit.
Yeah, Sony hates money.
Huh?
This is the sole story is about how Sony hates money.
Why?
Because the PlayStation Store is going under a revamp, and specifically the web browser store.
I know what you're talking about.
So the PlayStation, in their stupidity, has decided...
I think there's a little bit of bias here.
...to not show any PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, or PlayStation Portable games or add-ons, apps, themes, and avatars at all.
Bravo!
On their web store.
I applaud you.
Absolute garbage.
I applaud you.
They just don't like money. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that they're like, listen, money, we don't need it because we're Sony.
Nah.
And the only way to access these products now is to load up your vintage and retro consoles and go into the store from there.
Good.
Which for certain things, like maybe re-downloading hundreds and hundreds of Rock Band songs, not ideal.
That's just too fucking bad.
That's just too bad, bitch. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I understand.
You obviously don't.
But I don't like it. Like, these consoles are retro. They're two gens old. They're 10 years old. Like, they hit that threshold. And it's like, dog, get over it. Nobody's playing Work Time Fun for the PSP anymore. But I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
I'm playing Work Time Fun for the PSP.
No one.
How else am I going to get my ramen timer?
No one's playing it. No.
So, yeah. It's a sad day for video games, honestly.
Is it?
It's rough out there. It's rough out there.
I think it's great. I think it's great that it's over. Done. It's rough out
there. And then the last one I have is... Actually, no, it's not, because we didn't talk about the PlayStation 5 UI.
Before you get to that, there was another PlayStation story I want to talk about. Did you see how they updated the PS4 firmware?
To 8.0 or whatever?
Yeah. Did you see how they changed parties?
No. I haven't been in a party since that update.
It's like they went back in time.
Two?
You know how before you could just open a party?
Yeah.
And I could just join your party?
Yes.
Can't do that anymore.
What?
To start a party, you have to send me a message.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, I definitely would just open a party and send you invites.
No. Yeah, or like if I see you have one, I could just join it?
Yeah.
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
What? Why would they make it strictly worse?
Yeah, and like, I think it's because like, they want to align it, and we're going to talk about the PlayStation 5 soon, but like, they turn their party system to be a bit more reminiscent of Discord, where like, you start a group.
So that's the one in the UI system video where I didn't really understand. Like, is that thing, like, is it just like, I create a room that exists in permanence, and I invite people to said room?
No.
God, what is this?
So, well, at least on the PlayStation 4, that's not how it works. Okay. Like, you start that room,
yeah,
and it only exists for that period.
Hmm.
But like, start it as you send me a message. Like, you say hello, join my party.
That's weird.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. Where it's like, what the fuck, Sony? And it was so archaic, and like, the problem is, PS4 is an aging console, and like, anyone who has a PlayStation 4 now knows that if you're in a game and you got to do anything in the UI,
yeah,
like it chugs. Like, it is not a snappy system anymore.
Yeah.
And
even the pros kind of whatever. Yeah. Like, I had recently sold that the white PS4 whatever, like, yeah, normal. And I had booted it up to see if it works, and I was going through those menus and stuff, yeah, and like, it's not bueno.
Yeah, like, it's slow. Like, it's incredibly slow. But yeah, and it's just weird because like, yeah, these consoles are on their last legs, and it's like, why would you make it more cumbersome to do basic features now?
I would blame Japan,
mm-hmm,
but also like, Sony's HQ is in America now.
Yeah. So anyways, the whole point is like, this has been such a catastrophe that Sony actually commented and like, okay, we're looking into this, we might roll it back.
Seems like we did a boo-boo here as an accident.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. But anyways, continue.
The PlayStation 5 UI.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Yes.
We looked at it.
Mm.
It's like minimalist cubes. They dragged and selected the tiles from the PlayStation 4,
yeah,
and then moved them to the up left corner.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then other than that, like, they have this whole like, what is it? Activity system.
Yeah, the cards.
Where you get these cards, and like, the developers can add activities to where it's like, hey, like in this level, you missed this, or like, oh, it'll take you like 10 more minutes to complete, yeah, this activity, which is like, who the fuck is gonna use that?
Yeah. And like, I couldn't understand, what's the difference between the activity and the trophy?
Well, the trophy is the cement, like, it's like, so, you did this.
So is the activity literally just, is your,
here's how you do the trophy, or is your progress towards the trophy?
No, because they're separate. The trophy ones are separate.
Yeah.
So is the activity like, here's how to play game? Like, is that what that is?
It might be. I also don't see anybody outside of Sony using this, like, effectively, yeah, at least. Like, yeah, this is definitely a first-party Sony thing.
Yeah.
In the same way, like, only Nintendo's ever going to use 3D Rumble on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's weird. The only way in, like, I'm not a game developer, but like in my mind, like the only way I can think of using it is achievement progress.
But I think they do have that on the trophy cards.
Do they have trophy cards in the UI now?
Yeah, like beside the activity, there's like blacked out ones that are trophies. Yeah.
Oh, those just, are trophies. Because like usually those are just blacked out and it's like you got it or it's like on and off. It's binary. Not it's like collect 20 collectibles and it doesn't show you like 18 out of 20.
Yeah.
Right?
Xbox has the progress one, right?
Does it? I don't know. I haven't turned on my Xbox One in years.
Yeah, the Xbox has progress on there.
Okay. But yeah, it's a UI.
Sure is.
They apparently built it for 4K.
Okay.
Which I'm still of the boomer segment that's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm all about those 1080p TVs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it doesn't look nice.
I mean, it looks all right.
I don't think it looks great.
It looks
though
functional.
Though I am the person who loved the cross-media bar.
Yeah, you did.
The PS3 cross-media bar. Pinnacle of system UI.
Yeah.
Very good. Xbox 360 blades. No.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that I love the PS4 menu or even seeing what this PS5, but it was functional.
Like, it exists.
Yeah, like, I think it's cool that they finally separated media content into its own tab.
Yeah.
Because I hate going into a folder on my PS4, and sometimes that folder disappears because I just play other things.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, where did Netflix go?
Or the other, what was it, like, getting, like, the ad pop-ups in your bar where it's just like, we got a sale. It's like, bitch, stop showing me this.
Yeah. And I'm sure those are not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a UI.
Yeah. And with this, it wasn't shown in the video, but they were talking about how Sony might be in the business of monitoring voice chats within in-game lobbies.
Yep.
And you being able to report voice clips.
Oh, man.
So, like, if you're in a COD lobby.
Oh, man.
If you're in a COD lobby and someone calls your mom a whore, you could report that for sullying the name of your mother.
Wow.
But the thing is, it's like, it's a little big brother, homie. That's
just a bit.
Just a tad big brother.
Yeah.
Sony has said that, like, you will have to opt into that kind of stuff, so it won't be, like, monitoring you at all times, but the fact that they even brought that up as a feature is like, yeah, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I hear you. It's a bit wild.
Yeah. And then I guess the last one I have is that, do you know AOC?
Yes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
The politician. Famous for being a bartender and then getting into office and being a part of the U.S. Senate or whatever. Mm-hmm. She streamed on Twitch. She streamed Among Us on Twitch.
Ah, she took a page out of the New Zealand, what's her face?
Prime Minister? When he, that was pretty good. She drew in over almost 500,000 people to her Twitch stream.
Wow.
It does help that she played with other big streamers like Hasanabe and Pokimane and people like that. Like,
Pokimane! Simp Queen!
Are you simping right now? Are you simping right now for Pokimane?
I gotta.
You gotta do it for the girls.
I gotta do it for the queen.
For the queen. but she, it was really interesting because this is obviously with elections coming up. This is some sort of ploy, I guess, by her party, and or by her at least. She used her whole time streaming to talk about politics, her stances on policies, and then also kill people in Among Us.
I was like, kill people?
Kill people.
Okay.
Drone strikes.
Okay.
But this is, I think this is really cool because this is really, like a sign of the times. This is something that you cannot ignore anymore, right? Like online streaming and like legacy, quote unquote legacy media like television isn't the only way to get your message across, especially in politics.
Mm.
And it's also, it shouldn't be the only way. Mm. You should have a lot of different avenues for whoever you're trying to appeal to.
Yeah.
And it's wild. I don't, it's fucking weird that a politician is like, let's play Among Us with streamers.
Yeah.
It's this is a weird future we live in, man.
Yeah.
Like the personable politician.
Well, I think you have to be now, right?
Yeah. Everything's about personality now.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, I mean, it always has been. It's just different. Yeah.
I blame JFK versus Nixon being televised. That's where it all started there.
You feel like it should never have happened?
Should never have happened.
Wow.
Politics should never be televised.
Such a progressive stance.
We should only have courtroom drawings.
Wow.
Told in stills.
I'm glad that we've come to this.
And stenographer recollections.
Nice.
It's just weird. Like, I like AOC. I like some of her policies, but also it's just fucking weird to see a politician on Twitch. It's like, my name's Trump. I'm playing Cookie Clicker. It's the fucking cookie economy simulator. Like, get those space grandmas, but also foreign policy.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, imagine if like a politician was like, I'm going to show you that my policies work by playing Civ 6.
Yeah.
Right? And just doing like a 4X game only using their policies and then winning the game to make that proof.
Yeah,
that
their policies and then you see how the rest of the world's affected and you're like, yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm not voting for you.
As you see, we take over this planet and then burn it to the ground. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What happened there?
What happened there? Why did Gandhi launch a nuke at me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. But I think that's all my picks. I believe you had one.
I did have one.
But the Unime?
Yeah, we did. Because, you know, 2020 is totally fucked. But that's okay.
It's the most productive year I've ever done.
Probably. But it's okay because 2021 is rolling in high.
On life?
On Evangelion.
Oh my god.
The fourth movie, which was delayed in June, is now set for a release January 23rd, 2021. And there's a quick 1 minute trailer. A lot of nonsense is happening
really
in there.
Shitty audio.
I don't know how to describe it. You just gotta watch it. But yo, got the shakes, got the goosebumps. I'm ready.
There was like that weird rainbow circle they were all falling into.
Yeah, and they got rainbow plug suits. Like, I don't even know.
They got the star power up.
They look like they're surfing on like Navy ships. Like,
what if it's the fourth dimension? What if they're surfing on time?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm ready. I'm ready. My body is ready. But no, it's Eva's coming to an end. Well, the movies are. Well,
are they? What about
we cannot guarantee that.
What about Eva the movie 1.0 times the square root of 7.6?
Wow.
Abridged.
Oh, wow. Okay, I don't know. That'd be like Eva 2.5. That's all like
all right, so we're there. We're
yeah, sure, why not? I'm down. Why not? Okay, yeah. So go check that out. Now, as you mentioned, we did have a quick question. Just chew on. I say quick. I don't know. I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
I just got the notification, so hopefully this loads up and tells me.
I can read it. I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Yeah. Go.
Paul Chu writes in with a question to chew on.
Yeah.
What is the strangest internet rabbit hole you found yourself in? You want to start with that one or do you want me to read the rest?
Okay, we'll start with that one. Start with that one.
Go.
Strangest internet rabbit hole?
Yeah. What's just like you went into it? And you're like, what am I doing? Why am I watching these?
I don't know. I really don't know.
The one that I was influenced into checking out was grocery haul videos.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, I remember that.
Those are weird.
Yes.
And that was only because I was listening to the Giant Bomb podcast.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about that, but I'm like, nah, I listened to that podcast.
Right, and then the podcast told me about it.
Yeah.
But I think the weirdest one that I've gone into is, like, I just found myself looking at it, is, like, chiropractor videos.
Chiropractor videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of chiropractors online who will take their hottest clients and give them a discount if they allow them to record the session of the I don't know how you say it, chiropracy? That sounds like necromancy. Like doing chiropractic shit, right?
Wow.
And like these ladies are all like decked to the nines in yoga gear and like full makeup.
Yeah.
And he has like studio level microphones pointed at their necks.
So, I hear the
so that you hear the crack. It's weird. Oddly satisfying.
That's kind of cool.
Sometimes it seems kind of dangerous because there's one famous one that's kind of like a meme now where it's like the chiropractor's a bald guy and he like cracks her neck, but like it's in such a way where it's like that shouldn't move like that and it shouldn't make that sound. She's dead, right? And so someone made the video of that and then took the clip and at the end added, "Good job, Agent 47. Head to the extraction points."
Okay.
I think that's the weirdest one. I've heard of stuff like pimple popping and stuff, but I can't do that. That's too
gross. My sister watches that.
That's disgusting.
Okay. I remember mine now. And mine was back in the late years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is before, like, I guess social media really took off. And, mm-hmm. like, when you're on YouTube, like, it really was the Wild West on YouTube, baby.
No moderation. Zero. Yeah. Beheadings. Let's go.
No. The one I popped in on is, and now they're pretty common to see, but like back then it was like, whoa, what the hell? It was the NoFap gang. It was just a bunch of dudes, like, and they like, it was like an AA session, but it was on YouTube, and they're just talking about like, yo, today,
I did not
fap. Like, day 374 of not fapping.
Yeah, I am above humanity.
Yeah. And I was just like, what is this? Where am I? Yeah.
I think Reddit has really taken over rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard of the subreddit Small Dick Problems?
No.
It's just a place where people with small dicks go and complain about having small dicks.
Oh, really?
And like, it's so sad.
It's hilarious.
It is really funny.
That's hilarious.
Because they fuck like anytime anybody tries to like make them feel better, it's just like, yo, fuck you. You don't understand my pain, bitch. Like, you don't know what it's not like to feel. I can't feel the sides, homie. Like,
oh wow, that must be you. How small must you be for that to happen?
There's a couple, like, my favorite is like when it's like a tall guy or a black guy.
And he's tiny.
But they have a tiny, so like the stereotypes are there, and so, it's like.
Oh, okay. I have a friend, and she was telling.
She has a huge dick.
She loves to tell me like all like the very like just all the gritty details of her dating life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you must be excited. She's like, I am, because I'm like, this guy's like
million feet tall,
six something. Okay, and she's like, okay. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And then she comes out.
Destroy
like,
this.
And she's like, Vince, you lied to me. I was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, it's like no, it's like regular.
Regular.
I was like,
oh no.
I was like, what? She's like, yeah. No.
You weren't walking side to side after the session?
He's like, no.
He's like, Ariana Grande style?
She goes, it was like 3 seconds. Regular.
Oh, I think I remember this story.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry.
3 seconds?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's like, yeah, it's like, went in and then done. I'm like, whoa.
Yo, I know Missy Elliott talked about the Minuteman, but the 3 second man, that's a new record. Was he trying to speed run?
But think of the convenience.
Yo, you think that was like a gold split? You think he hit like the world record?
That'd be pretty good.
Like, what's the world record on premature ejaculation?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like you gotta be inside for it to count. Right? It can't be just like I breathed on him and then I came, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that counts. I think you gotta get two penetration.
I gotta believe it's like half a minute, 20 seconds, 15?
Well, your friend was 3.
I don't know how much of that's an exaggeration.
Oh, okay.
Like, I can't imagine it's like, pop,
boom. Can you ask her to call him up again and time it?
No.
Like, I'll give her a stopwatch.
No. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's
right in with your shortest session times.
So yeah, my weird rabbit hole was the NoFap gang back in 2006.
I think that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Because what is it? No Nut November?
Yeah, but like now it's like this huge movement. Yeah, but I remember back when it was just like, yo, we are the elitists. Like, we are the pure ones.
We are the 10,000 IQ elites.
And I just remember, because like now it's all about like, it's like a challenge and it's bros being like, yo, we did it.
Yeah.
But then it was like, I feel the euphoria. I'm free. Like,
there was what's it called? A Seinfeld episode about that.
Oh yeah.
So there was a challenge that they all gave each other.
Yeah.
of how long they could each go without masturbating.
Yeah.
And George and Elaine lasted the longest, but it had opposite effects for each of them. So, like, usually guys are like, I need sex. I want it. I want it. Right. Yeah, but yeah. Once he got past a certain point,
he's like, I don't need it.
George let, like, he was reading books. He was hitting home runs at the MLB. Like, it was crazy. Right. And then Elaine, on the other hand, like, the more she didn't have sex because she knew she could get it whenever she wanted, mm-hmm. she turned into like a cave woman.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And everybody knows Seinfeld is a documentary, so.
Yes, that's what it was.
I think that's how that works.
All right, yeah, so that's the first part of Paul's question, right?
Oh, yeah, the second part of Paul's question is, also, comma, what's Halloween going to be like for you guys this year? Will people be trick-or-treating or having parties? What do you think will be the big costume this year? Has anything hit big enough that you have a level that has that level of cultural impact this year? Do things like Tiger King have a chance, or is that too flash in the pan? Also, congratulations on 500 episodes.
Tiger King was this year?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Was it?
No, it was. It was this year, because I remember. Yeah, okay. Shit, that was this year.
Time is just passing you by, homie.
Yeah, oh my god. That must have been like in the spring.
Yeah. Oh man, March.
Oh my god.
April. Yeah, March to April.
Wow.
It's been a long year, my friend. It's been a long year.
What was the love show in the bubbles behind the wall that you couldn't see?
Love is Blind?
That's the one. That was this year, right?
Love is Blind is this year.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what the real one is this year? You know what the real dating show is?
No.
Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's the realest one. That's the realest one.
Yes, yes. Like I said at the top, I don't think anyone's trick-or-treating. There's no way. No fucking way. No way.
I'm going to say there's some renegades.
There's always going to be the one percenters.
Yeah.
But no.
Don't you want to be a one percenter?
No.
Isn't that the whole thing? Like the one percenters are taking over the world? I want to be that.
Isn't like the one percenters are the ones who are dying from COVID?
Yeah, because they're making business deals. They're moving that cash, dog. I'm sitting here watching Netflix like a chump.
Are there going to be parties? So that's his thing, right? Like, this Halloween lands on a Saturday. Like, this would be the Halloween year to party it up.
If you're outside of the phase two zone, you can still have a decent amount of people in your house.
No one's going to a house party.
But apparently millennials are the ones spreading the COVID.
Okay.
So why not?
Yeah, because they're working.
Yeah, that's actually the real one, but it's all these boomers being like, yo, they're killing us.
No, it's because we gotta go to work. Like,
no, because your economy won't let us make money, you fuck.
So who do you think are the ones at McDonald's serving you bitches?
I love how salty we are.
I know. But yeah, so.
So petty.
So.
This shit's got adjustments out the ass.
Yes. Anyways, I don't know. And as for biggest costume, I don't know.
Gumby.
I think it's just going to be the COVID virus.
We went through this last week. Sexy Where's Waldo.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one. That's it.
To be honest.
Sexy and Indian mom who's trying to hook you up with this friend's son.
I don't even know if there's going to be a costume thing. I think people are just going to be as slutty as they can.
I know I am.
Because, like, man, everyone's just horny. So.
I know I am.
You know, people are they've been inside too long. So
you gotta release the beast.
Exactly.
They gotta get that average size.
They got that small size.
And they got to go pack.
Yeah. Yes, yes. They need the snack size.
I really hope we're not like alienating a segment of our audience.
What are you trying to say? The audience here has got the
I'm saying that if you write into this show to give us questions, you have a big day.
Oh, really?
100% massive. You just roll that shit out of like a fruit roll up. On Ouch. The bang on the table.
Ouch. I don't care how big your dick is. If you can roll it like a fruit roll up, what the fuck? Ouch.
Ah. Like a fucking Pringles can. Bam!
Okay, that's better, I
guess. You don't want to... What if it was like a, you know, like a big gummy worm? Just like, blop.
Okay. I like to imagine, like, some, like, I've always wanted, like, the snake in a can. Just fire it out there.
Well, you want, like, a ballistic dick?
Kinda. Like, get into a fight, and that's your finishing move? You're like, yo, well, I'm gonna whip you with my dick.
That's so stupid. Oh, I need a surface to air penis. Can I get SpaceX technology so it can re-land back on my crotch?
Man, you could have international sex.
You could. None of this teledildonic shit. Damn. None of this sex over Wi-Fi garbage. What if I could, like, just rocket send you my dick? I'm sure. Well, I'm saying that the technology is advanced enough to where it'll Wi-Fi the feelings back to your body.
Okay, here's a question. Okay, so if you're doing, like, you know, sex at a distance.
Yeah.
Do the balls come with it? Because, like, I'm
going to say it's an option.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say the lady can request
the
full package or just the main attraction. Because, like, think about it this way. Like, if you could detach it, right, but you don't want to deal with the mess afterwards, leave the balls at home.
How will you know when you're done?
She doesn't know. I know. I feel it, right? Maybe it's like a dry orgasm.
So what are you trying to tell me?
Maybe, like, it would be like a dry orgasm.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Like, you ever just, like, jerk it enough and you're like, I'm out, but I'm going to go again.
Yes.
And then, like, you do it and then nothing comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be like that.
Oh, I guess.
But then, yo, if you want the money shot, if you want to feel that warmth, if you want to feel the love,
okay,
then you pick the package with you.
Okay, I guess that's fair enough. I'll think about it.
We need to get on this technology.
Yeah.
This teledildonic technology.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, there you go, Paul. I don't know. Do you have a idea for best costume?
Costume
this year?
Nezuko.
You think Nezuko is going to take the world by storm?
The world. Everyone is going to see fucking some cute ass bitch in a box, and, like, every guy's going to be like, I want my girlfriend to be in a box.
I think it's just going to be women wearing nothing but a mask. Just the surgical mask. Because
they
can't
go out. It's
just that.
It's just the Jason mask.
Just that.
It's just a hockey mask.
No, the surgical mask.
Oh. What if it's like a surgical mask, like, outfit? Like, surgical mask over the nips.
Sure,
surgical
mask. Why not?
Over the goodies.
You know what? Sure, why not? One of them, you know what? I think it's just going to be over the face and it just says, fuck me. And then that's it.
I got no times for games. Let's fuck. Oh my God.
And just to be clear, this is a unisex costume. This is not a women or male only.
Yeah, we here at TNIB are equal opportunity.
Oh my God, a dick mask? That's it. That's it.
What, like, it just, like, it's flopping off your face? Like, what, you have a mask that has, a dildo attached
to
it?
No, you go out and you just have a mask on your dick.
Oh, it's called the Speedo. It exists.
No, but, like, the one...
But does it cover the dangly parts?
It's got to. Keeps it all in.
Okay, so it's a package.
Yeah.
Do I still have to keep 6 feet away?
Depends.
Depends how much you're packing.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, yeah. You got 6 feet to spare?
You want to roll that out?
Okay, let's end this shit. What did you do in your week? This is stupid.
I did a lot of things for a short amount of time.
Oh, okay.
I re-downloaded Apex Legends.
Why?
Because I wanted to play a shooter.
Overwatch exists.
Yeah, but Overwatch is bad.
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone, baby.
Because it's that Halloween terror.
Shut up, fucking wiener. I haven't played Apex since, like, Octane was released.
Mm.
The first, like, DLC character.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize this, but apparently on my Origin account, it's like I had over 100 hours in it.
Yes, you did.
But it's still that game.
Hmm.
Super tight controls, really fluid gameplay. a lot of the new characters, I have no fucking clue what they do.
Me either.
There's one that, like, puts up electricity walls.
Oh, yeah, the British girl.
Watson, I think her name is. Watson. There's this new girl who, I think her name is it Rampart? Rampage? Something like that. Yeah. She can put up, like, you know in Titanfall 2, how you put up, like, the half-cover energy barriers?
Yeah.
So you do that, but then there's a shield that comes on top of it that's a one-way shield. So your shots through it are amped, but your opponents can't shoot back at you.
That's kind of cool.
Her ultimate is just a turret. Like, she just puts down an immobile turret to defend a position. And the thing here is I didn't realize that they started putting weapons into rotations.
Oh.
Right? So certain weapons now, like the godlike submachine gun, the R99, you can't get that anymore unless it's from a care package drop.
Huh?
Right? Yeah. So they rotate weapons every so often to, like, spice up the gameplay. It's like, okay, this... apparently, last season, the Devotion LMG, the energy-based light machine gun, didn't exist. Like, it wasn't a regular drop. They had replaced it with something else.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. The new thing for this season is apparently crafting. So while you're walking around the world, you can pick up crafting materials.
Yeah.
And then you can go to, I think they're called replicator stations,
mm-hmm.
and, like, pick an item from a list. Like, you can just, man, I'm missing a shield. So I'm going to buy a shield because I have the parts. Like, I have enough currency to make it from the replicator.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And a thing apparently that was added a while ago, but I didn't know, is the Evo shield. There are certain types of shields now called Evo shields, and I believe you actually start with an Evo shield this season. But you upgrade your shield by doing damage. And the more damage you do to opponents, the stronger your shield eventually becomes.
Okay.
So you start with a level 1 Evo shield. It's just like, here's one white shield. If I do, I forget what the number is, like 200 damage, it evolves into a blue shield. And I have 2 pips.
Yeah.
The thing here is that while the shield doesn't give you any sort of bonuses like the golden armor, right? I forget actually what that did. Whatever. But it can go into a level beyond the golden armor.
Okay.
So you can get the red Evo shield, which gives you an extra little 25 armor on top of the 4 of the, on top of the 100 normally that you get from a max shield. So it's really fun. It's super, like, it just pick up and play, get in there, do stuff. They have cross-play now through consoles and stuff. It's good. I like it. I finished Donut County, the whole game. It's cute. I can see, like, it was, like, really heavily influenced by Katamari.
Yeah.
in the way the gameplay is. But, like, in Katamari, like, I always had this, like, driving urge to make my ball as big as possible.
Yeah.
Whereas in Donut County, the levels can only be solved in one way. So it's like, there's no, like, make your hole as big as possible. It is like, you have to make your hole as big as possible. There is no option, like, because it's a puzzle. Like, it's strictly a puzzle game.
Okay.
So I kind of got bored of it near the end. Like, I could have done with, like, one or two less levels, but it was pretty good. I had a fun time. Really great writing. Funny story. Raccoons are literal trash kings in this game.
Yeah.
After that, what I do, a new Neo 2 DLC came out, Darkness in the Capital.
Yeah.
It focuses on Omeo magic. The story's there, who gives a shit? The main thing is that they added a new weapon. They added fists.
They were never an option.
So do you remember in Ninja Gaiden 2 for the Xbox 360, you got the claws and feet things, it's those. But it's only the claws.
Oh.
With that, like, it's all strength based.
Yeah.
So you need strength to punch people.
Okay.
But it is relentless nonstop attack. It is get in that ass, keep going, and just don't let up, because it has this passive ability where it has a lot of special moves. And it allows you to cancel one special move into other special moves. And if you do that cancel, you get a buff up to 10 stacks that raises your attack power per stack, right? So it's just all about attacking, never letting up, and kind of never giving your opponent room to breathe. The other thing here is that the bonus bosses after you beat the story is you fight a Hayabusa clan ninja.
Oh.
And he has like the moves from Ninja Gaiden 2.
Oh, cool.
So he does like the fireball shunpo. He does the tornado blades. He flying swallows into you a lot. Yeah. Switches weapons into the kick, like the scythes and stuff. It's sick. You can get the Hayabusa armor, which I think if you have the Hayabusa sword and you have the max set bonus, it gives you the true dragon sword. Like it glows the sword and cool. gives you bonus stat points. But more importantly, it added the Azuna drop.
I was about to ask. Okay.
Yeah, the Azuna drop is in there. It is not a comboable move. It is when you have depleted your enemy of stamina and you go in for like the big cinematic attack. And it's only available to Sword and Fists.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's fun. I'm going through all the grinding. I think they might have also added a new difficulty level. I'm not sure because I didn't beat the past DLC's difficulty level. But it's Diablo. Samurai Diablo. It's pretty good. And then I made my friends watch Keijo.
Oh, yes. We were discussing this last week. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Everyone loved it.
Really?
Everyone loved it. The reaction at the end of it, to even my friend who's kind of like an animation snob,
yeah,
is like, Anthony, this show is fucking stupid. And I'm like, but did you enjoy it? Thoroughly. there was a lot of gifs being made, especially of the magic girl. When she like slaps her ass and the card comes out.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like the last couple episodes, everyone was like, hell yeah. Look at all these special attacks.
Yeah.
All the references, heaven or hell boobs. My nipple, please pierce her or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
So good. It's a good show. But the other thing we watched was Garo Victory Road.
Yeah.
Versus Road.
Yep.
Is Garo edgy always?
Yes.
Like always. Never not edgy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Garo.
Garo's like, I feel like, oh,
Kamen Rider's for children.
Yeah. Like, Garo's like, oh, Kamen Rider's just not cool enough, you know?
It's not edgy enough.
You know?
So, I think it's Victory. I think it's Versus Road.
Yeah.
Garo Versus Road is Tokusatsu, and it's a battle royale. It's, stop me if you've heard this premise before, but one day a man goes into his apartment and finds a mysterious case on his table.
Oh.
And inside are VR goggles.
Mm.
And when he puts on the VR goggles, he's trapped in the game. But
no.
if he dies in the game, he dies in real life.
No.
What? I know. It's like they've been transported to another world.
No.
And people who didn't have power in the real world have power here. It's crazy. It's fucking unoriginal as fuck. But it really is like I had no clue what Garo was, like, other than it was Tokusatsu with a lion guy, right? And a lot of people on like Tokusatsu forums and stuff or on Reddit, they were like, man, Garo fucking versus Road, so good. Oh my god, it's the best. It's amazing. Best Garo's been in years. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will be like a good place to start, because it's also like its own chronology.
Yeah,
like it's its own universe. And bro, it's not that great. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's Garo.
It's so edgy. Oh my god, the amount of edge in this show is insane. Almost to the point where like it makes Kamen Rider look like a better show. Like it makes Kamen Rider look less childish.
Yeah.
The way Garo is edgy is like a 16-year-old definition of edgy, which I guess is like the target demo.
Yeah, like if Kamen Riders are for like 8 to 10-year-olds,
yeah,
Garo is the next. I guess when you're a teenage boy in Japan, sure, you want to be edgy.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Oh, yo, I'm into airsoft now.
Hell yeah. Only black, please.
Yeah, that's what the show is. And like the whole thing is that they are trapped in this game, and unbeknownst to them, there is a secret force that put them in the game. And what they're doing is that they're harvesting people's malice,
cool,
pretty much. And then they use it to feed Garo, the bad energy.
Hmm.
And once Garo fully absorbs the bad energy, they're trying to create the, like, basically the dark metal suit, dark Garo.
Darkness Garo.
Yeah. And I don't know. I thought the fights were really fun. I think that was its only saving grace, is the fights.
Yeah.
because everything else is basically grade school morality.
Yeah.
But a lot of sweet wrestling moves, a lot of just like fun kind of fight twists. Like that's why, that's why I wanted to like keep going through it, and why I don't say it's absolute garbage. Because like the action scenes, like the tokusatsu action scenes, very good.
Okay.
But other than that, it's not, I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with Kamen Rider.
Okay.
I don't think Garo is for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either.
Yeah, and then I think that's it.
Okay.
The rest of it is just, yeah, one half of the week was like just doing all that stuff, like all the stuff I did. And then this half of the week has been like school's on again.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
look. Yes. Oh, fuck all this shit. Oh, God.
Okay. What about you? What's going on? You're not going to tell me that you played Genshin Impact?
I didn't.
Oh.
So I installed it.
On what?
On the PC.
Oh my God.
And then friend of the show, Blaven, his brother was breaking down how the gacha system works in that game.
Yeah.
And then I immediately was like, I don't need another one of these in my life because I already play the King of Fighters one on mobile. So I uninstalled it.
What?
Yeah. I didn't even create an account. I just I loaded it onto the computer and then uninstalled it right after.
But
have you been playing Genshin Impact?
No. Okay. But TJ has.
Oh God.
Yeah, man.
No, TJ, you're gone.
TJ's playing a lot of it.
It's fun.
Ah, shit.
I'm at the point where I don't need to play it for hours anymore.
Oh really?
You're just so you're at the 100-hour mark, is what you're telling me.
You're at the dailies portion.
Yeah, I just go in and do some dailies and then
you back out? Oh my God.
Wow.
How many 5 stars you got?
Zero.
Oh, what? 4 stars?
Yeah. Damn. Anyways, did not play Genshin Impact. Did not do that. I played a lot of Overwatch.
Why?
Overwatch is so good.
Why?
I looked up a meta video and I played some stuff. I'm still doing my placement, so I'm not quite ranked yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're at a point in that game where any character is viable. And it's great. You could just play whoever the fuck you want. And it's fun.
Okay.
And I'm having so much fun.
I'm going to look up an Overwatch tier list right now.
Yeah. There's going to be like one character who's shit. But I thought he was always shit, so I don't really care.
What character?
Not Bastion.
Roadhog.
No, what's his name? Batiste?
Oh, the medic?
Yeah. He sucks.
Okay. Tier 1. You want to know the tier 1s?
Okay.
Orisa.
Wait, tier 1 is the bottom? Or...
It is top.
Okay.
Numero uno. Sigma.
Okay.
Doomfist.
Okay.
Reaper.
Sure.
Baptiste.
Ew.
And Moria. So you're wrong.
Wow. Wow.
You're garbage.
Wow.
The worst is Bastion and Symmetra,
apparently. Bastion's always the worst, though.
But he's a turret.
Yeah, exactly. The only character who's immobile. All right. So, but so I've been having lots of fun with that. Got some costumes, some Halloween costumes. I'm doing pretty good, you know, just doing my thing.
You diamond yet? What's going on?
No, I got to finish my placements. I did like 2 matches.
And okay.
I was like, okay. I got 8 more to go.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
All these Halloween events are coming out. And like, did you see the one for Call of Duty Warzone?
No.
You like the whole map is spooky. You can get like Jason and Saw costumes. There's like a mode where when you die, you turn into a zombie.
Whoa.
And then you can go and kill other people to like get a respawn.
Whoa.
Yeah, that it looks so cool. Sick. And I'm like, I'll support China for this. Like,
yeah, because I uninstalled Call of Duty because
it was 200 gigs.
Yes, like, I was like, where did all my space go? I looked. I'm like, wow. Yeah, so that was that. Other games I've played, more Super Robot Wars. Still slowly progressing through that. And then I got frustrated at it because I was at the last part of a mission.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty, it wasn't super tough, but it was long. And I saw the last attack, and it was like, enemy has a 7% chance to hit me. I have a 100% chance to hit.
Yeah.
But enemy goes first, and he killed me.
Awesome.
And I was like, he killed the one character that's the only condition where I fail.
awesome.
And I was like, fuck this.
Hit that 7%, baby.
I was like, how? How did he 7% crit me and kill me instantly?
Because he's got the moves. He's got the know-how.
And I was like, this is bullshit. So I was like, I turned it off.
That's gameplay. Yeah, it's called like, gameplay.
This is some classic Japanese bullshit.
Oh, okay. There was more to my week, but I forgot. Yeah. So I'll say it after.
I did that. And then I watched a documentary on Netflix, because David Attenborough had his new Life on Our Planet documentary.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a bit different. So usually he does like a lot of stuff about biodiversity.
Yep.
And over the past couple of years, he's definitely been taking more of a conscious effort to inform people about like the harmful effects that humans are placing on our planet and stuff.
Yep.
This one is only about that.
Oh.
And what he does in this one is he goes back through all his documentaries since like the 50s. And he intersplices them with like where he was at the time and how he was kind of blinded to the fact that the world was always changing.
Yeah.
And that he kind of, and he wishes like he spoke out about it earlier. So like, it's definitely being more self-conscious about being, having sustainable life and whatnot. And like, he says a couple things in the end that I know that a lot of people will be very, they'll take a very controversial stance on it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like, he doesn't actually say be vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
but he says, if all humans just adopted a more plant-based diet, we would be okay,
mm-hmm.
right? And, like, obviously that's something that might not jive with a lot of folks. So it's interesting, though. It really does put into perspective just, you know, man, we are heading for doom, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, it'll probably be after I die.
Yeah.
But...
yes. Yes. Yeah, but no, it's worth a watch, just to be woke, you know?
Hmm.
The big thing, though, that I did this week is I watched one anime from the fall season. I didn't know it was out. And then I saw it and I was like, okay, I need to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sticking with this no matter how bad or good it is.
That's what you said about Gundam.
Yeah, but that's different.
No, it's not.
That's not airing.
All right.
I watched an anime called Yashahime.
Yashahime? I haven't even heard of this one. Is this the Rock Climbing Girls anime?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have heard of Yashahime if I say Inu Yashahime.
Oh.
This is the sequel to Inuyasha.
There's a sequel to Inuyasha?
And it's the story of Inuyasha and Kagome's daughter.
Okay.
And Sesshomaru's twin daughters on an adventure.
Huh.
But Sesshomaru's twin daughters, they don't really know their past. And you don't know a lot about Inuyasha and Kagome's daughter either.
Interesting.
Do not watch this show if you've never seen Inuyasha.
If you've never, what, is it just like absolute garbage?
No, you will not understand anything. Like, it is 100% a sequel. The first episode of this anime is actually an epilogue to Inuyasha.
What?
Yeah, it is like, so where was it? Like, it does the intro of the three characters, but they're nowhere to be seen. And it's like, this is what actually happened with Inuyasha and Kagome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so the first episode, you just see Inuyasha being like, Windscar! And then he does that one move at the end where he, I don't know, like rips open a dimension and shit. I can't remember. So Shomaru's just like hanging out, being awesome.
He's like, I got the healing sword, bro.
Yeah, he just chills. He's like, I'm so powerful.
You can't touch me. Look at this scarf.
Yeah, so, and they talk about how like Kagome went back and lives in the Sengoku era with Inuyasha.
Okay.
And she stays there. And they have a kid and whatnot. And then the show goes and takes place. And then there's three episodes out. The most recent two are pretty interesting. They show that like Inuyasha's kid is definitely Inuyasha cross Kagome.
Hmm.
And by that, I mean she has a sword and she has the bow and arrow.
Okay.
So she can shoot those like pink arrows.
Can she shoot her sword?
No. Oh. And her sword is not, obviously it's not Inuyasha's sword.
I was going to say, that thing's huge.
No. Well, but Inuyasha's sword, like, he has to activate it, right?
I think so.
Because usually when he's walking around, it's just a regular katana.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulls
it
out.
And then he does the magic.
Then it becomes Tetsaiga's, whatever. Yeah. But hers is different. Hers has a different ability. They kind of hint at it, but they don't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's so cool. If you liked Inuyasha. Even if you have seen Inuyasha, take a refresher, like read a quick wiki, like, cause they just throw so many characters at you and you're like, who are you again?
I remember maybe 4 characters from that show.
Yeah. Do you remember the girl with the boomerang?
Yeah, that's the one I remember. Yeah, so I had a crush on her.
Yeah, so she's in it. So was her brother.
She has a brother?
So was her kids.
She has kids? Oh, she's taken? Oh, my dreams.
Don't you remember who took her?
No.
Do you remember who Inuyasha's sidekick was?
No.
The mage with the staff?
The monk guy?
Yeah.
The dark hole hand?
The dark hole hand!
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the dark hole hand anymore.
What?
No, because he gives it up at the end of the show.
I don't remember that at all. Wow.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, you gotta
He never fucking used it anyways, because there's always poison bees in everywhere. What the fuck?
Anyways, this is such a cool show, and I'm following it.
All right.
It looks good, too. It's by Sunrise, so, like, I'm not gonna say that it is the most epic quality of animation. Like, you're not gonna get Demon Slayer.
It's not UFO Table,
right? But you are gonna get pretty damn good.
All right.
Like, it's Sunrise, so they do all the Gundam stuff, so you have an expectation of what.
So you're telling me there's a robot in this show?
Could be. Could be. But yeah, no, he's cool. All
right.
He's cool. Right. So check it out. And I think that was my week. I bought an iPhone.
Yeah, but you don't have it yet. Yeah, so
I'll save it for whenever.
I forgot to mention. I caught up on Fire Force.
Oh.
And by caught up.
Manga.
I mean, I am current in the manga.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, there's no way you watched it.
Yo, that's a good ass show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's fucking an oh my God. I haven't had so much fun in such a long time. I think I spent all of Sunday reading it. Like, just catching up.
Wow.
Wow. I haven't done that since, like, Gantz. Wow. Like, that shit is good.
Wow.
Where are you in the anime?
Shinra went to the labs, and, they're fighting
the smoke guy?
After that.
Smoke guy, by the way,
yeah,
fantastic character.
Yeah, he's so awesome.
He's such a piece of shit.
Yeah,
but like, anytime he's like, I don't want to face a strong dude, and the guy's like, no, you gotta, like, your job is fuck.
Yeah, he's like, he gets the call. He's like, oh man,
I just want to face weak people. I just want to smurf on these fools.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I only got strong so I can crush the weak.
Oh,
and he's like, but that's the problem of being a salary man.
Damn.
But no, we're at the point in the anime where, who's the kid that Rekka?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, basically he becomes the giant monster.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then they're just fighting in that thing right now.
Sick.
Yeah,
there has not so far in what I've been reading, there has been zero weak arcs.
Mm.
Every single arc has been a quality.
Mm.
And there's no shitty downtime in between. Like, it just goes.
Yeah, I think the most recent episode, Arthur sticks the Excalibur in the car.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that fool. That fool. I love it.
He's the best character.
Arthur only gets better. Oh, I love everything about Fire Force. This is like maybe top 3 manga. It's so fucking good.
It's pretty interesting.
I might like it more than Air Gear.
Wow.
Like, that shit is dope as fuck.
Yeah, that's good. Glad you caught up.
But the one I really wanted to talk about is I was scrolling through my Shonen Jump subscription.
Yeah,
and I was looking and I was like, hey, I'm gonna read something I haven't read before. I'm gonna see what the new stuff is. And have you heard of Kokosei Kazoku or High School Family?
No.
It's only 8 chapters long.
Okay.
It is a gag manga, and it is about a young boy who is. His name's Kotaro,
mm-hmm.
and he's finally getting to enter high school.
Okay.
And everyone knows high school, anime in high school,
yes.
That's it. That's life. That's peak life is anime high school.
It only goes down from there, yeah.
What if I told you that every single member of his family also went to high school?
What?
And by went to high school, I mean they're going with him.
What?
So the thing of this is, like, the mom and the dad... they never went to high school.
What?
right? They just went straight to the workforce.
Okay.
Because they didn't have the time. They need to make money for their family, and they started up a family and all this stuff. So the dad and mom want to go to high school. So they go. He has a little sister who gets into some sort of gifted program and skips grades into high school. So she's in high school. And also, their cat goes to high school.
What?
Their cat gets a uniform.
Why?
Their cat Gomez gets a uniform because they didn't want to leave him alone.
Oh my god.
So the cat is a high school student.
It sounds really dumb, but okay.
The whole manga is about how this guy has to live with his family being in the same high school as him. And in the same grade, like the whole thing. It's fucking great. It's so funny. I've laughed out loud at every chapter. There's a great chapter where they go to school all together, and one of the grounds people yells at them for driving to school. And it's like, high school students aren't supposed to drive to school, ride bikes like everybody else. But the mom doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, wow.
So she has this like training arc of like learning how to ride a bike. Oh, it's fantastic. It's so funny. It's great.
Sounds stupid.
If you have a Shonen Jump subscription, High School Family is so good.
Fantastic. Okay.
And it's just drawn in this like really shitty gag. Oh, that's good. It's good. Everything about it's great. The young kid is the school president. The younger sister.
Wow.
Because she's smart.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. Got it. Wow.
The cat poops in the principal's office.
Oh my gosh. Not for me.
It's good.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. And that's my week. That was it.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for regaling us with this tale.
Dude, well, I swear, just read High School Family. It's super funny. Very good.
Well, I mean, I guess that's better than what I did this week.
Which is?
I went down the online chess rabbit hole.
Oh, that's your rabbit hole this week. Online chess.
Yes.
Do you know how to play chess?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the more people I talk to my age, like they are all like, I don't know how to play chess. Like, I've never played chess.
Can you play chess?
Yeah. Okay. I was part of the chess team, boy.
Okay. Yeah, no. I watched
that. I stomped grade schoolers at my old job.
I watched a lot of Magnus Carlsen videos. Magnus Carlsen videos. And,
Did you get onto the Twitch chess scene?
No, I did. I watched that one where XQC lost to Most Critical.
From a mistake?
My cock is throbbing. Thanks for the 10 gifted subs. Pikachu. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Bye.